To promote professionalism and high journalistic ethics in the broadcasting industry, the National Media Commission and the National Communications Authority have held discussions in Accra. The broadcasting partners also discussed the much-awaited broadcasting bill and the migration from analog to digital broadcasting. Joyce Jichi has more.
There are about 280 licensed radio stations operating in Ghana. With this proliferation comes some unprofessional media practitioners who violate the ethics of profession. The NMC has been bashed for turning a blind eye to public calls to address the issue to promote development. While the NMC's role is to see to maintaining high professional ethics, the NCA's mandate is to allocate frequencies. The two institutions realize the need to collaborate to address challenges of the broadcasting industry. The executive secretary of the NMC, George Sapon, talks about why the two institutions are sometimes chastised for being ineffective.
Part of that is precisely because we have had a very challenging regulatory framework within which the two institutions must work together, and there have been some challenges in constructing essentially what is the most effective way for us to work together to achieve this purpose.
Other issues discussed at the meeting included the long-awaited broadcasting bill and migration from analog to digital transmission, which Ghanaians are being told might delay. The director of engineering at the NCA, Henry Kano, says Ghana will not be affected much if the country does not meet the switch-over deadline from analog to digital broadcasting.
Nothing much at stake. What happens is that your systems will not get protection from the neighboring countries. For instance, if Togo should switch off and they are on the digital platform, and we don't switch off when we are on analog, where there is interference from the Togolese signals, we cannot complete to the ITU because we've not switched off. That's the only thing. And vice versa, if we should switch off and Togo did not, and there is interference from Ghana into Togo, they can also not complete.
So have you an idea when Ghana will switch off completely to this?
There were some delays in the milestone, but there are indications that we'll do that by the end of the year.
The chairman of the NMC, Cabral Bleyami, here cited examples from Francophone countries and the UK, where one institution performs the roles of the NMC and the NCA. He stressed the need for greater regulations to ensure sanity in the media.